More than 50 million visitors head to New York, New York every year. And while they may be drawn to the glitz, glamour, and sheer spectacle, they return the favor by spending more than $55 billion here. But Hurricane Sandy and its aftermath had many tourists worried.
There was a lot of hesitation before coming here. I planned it a long time ago and I thought I'm not going to come. But as days went by, I didn't want to give it up.
Most Broadway theatergoers come from out of town. Annual ticket sales amount to $1 billion. When stages were dark for 3 days because of Sandy, the longest closure on record, the industry lost $8 million in ticket sales alone. Charlotte St. Martin, president of the Broadway League, says that when Broadway is dark, New York is dark. For her, getting the curtain to rise is a calling.
I think it's because the show must go on isn't just a catchy phrase. It is at the core and the heart of everyone that works on Broadway, whether it's the usher, the actor, the stagehand, the producer. Everyone feels the most incredible responsibility to be up and on with the lights on.
Nancy Plager is president of the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce. She acknowledges that tourists were frustrated at first.
They couldn't go anywhere. Nothing was open. They couldn't shop. They couldn't visit the sites. So many of them just stayed in their hotel rooms and went out to eat at the local restaurants. They couldn't even walk in the parks.
The Circle Line cruise around Manhattan is a must for many tourists. Its fleet was kept safe during the storm, says spokesman Jason Hackett, but the piers were flooded.
We had water up almost 2.5 meters on top of the pier, wiped out electrical systems, computer systems, and took us several days to pull all that back together and get the place shipshape for our guests.
On the first day back, 1,200 visitors came aboard to see the city's famous sights.
Being in New York is a dream, and we had a slight nightmare, but we're back on our foot. We know America is fantastic for everything, bouncing back. New York is the best.
In areas that most tourists don't see, thousands of New Yorkers are still suffering from the effects of Sandy. Some remain without power, and many find themselves homeless as the winter sets in. Yet the city continues to hum along. As one writer said of New York, you just can't keep something down that is bound to rise. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.